Our first guest today is legendary former Imagineer Tim Delaney. Tim, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here.
I had an idea to redo the Energy Pavilion. So this was a high-speed flying ride that went into the inner world. It went to the nano world, and you see, we compress you in. And it was a ride that flew through that whole building. And I came down here and looked at the Energy Pavilion, and that building is enormous.
We have Don Dorsey and Mark Nichols.
I had brought a short clip to show you of what the Millennium might have been at Epcot had things gone according to the original plan. And this is what we call the crane show. When I saw this, I thought, I'll just wait this out.
So the tank is, it's 24 feet deep, it's 200 feet in diameter. Mm-hmm. The tank holds 5.5 million gallons, and there's another million gallons in the life support system. It was pretty complex. It was, but it made a great show. And we got a restaurant.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for October 12, 2022. Before we get to the news, though, which is going to be mostly about price increases, you know who hasn't increased their prices? Carousel of Products. That's right, our t-shirts are still just $20. On select days, that's less than an individual Lightning Lane, by the way. So for $20, you could pick up this. If you think this is good, you should have seen Horizon shirt. That was a ride that had great capacity and didn't need boarding groups nor Lightning Lane to access it. Isn't that great? Or you could also pick up another attraction that never needed it. Well, I mean, it has Lightning Lane, but what a waste. Living with the Land, or Listen to the Land, we have a celebration, set sail on tomorrow's harvest in honor of the 40th anniversary of the attraction in its original form. You got the pavilion on the front. What a cute shirt, all those balloons. And remember when there was a live Spieler on the boat? I do too. Again, those are available now at carouselproducts.com. Well, let's get to the news. Just like Disneyland, Walt Disney World has now introduced date-based variable pricing for the Disney Genie Plus service. The lowest prices still begin at $15 per guest per day, but will vary up to $22 per person per day, depending on the day, at least in October. Genie Plus can only be purchased on the day of your visit, and Disney recommends checking the My Disney Experience app for the current pricing. Again, the lowest price remains at 15. The highest in October per person per day will be 22, but Disney specifically, they texted me specifically to make sure that we knew that it is subject to change beyond that, which means that $22 is not the ceiling. It could be higher. So it could be more than $22 a day for Disney Genie Plus. Individual Lightning Lane access will also follow that new pricing structure where minimum prices remain the same, but select attractions will see increases in price on Lightning Lane access. For example, Rise of the Resistance can now, in October at least, cost between $15 and $22 per person for a individual Lightning Lane access. So this is the part I have the biggest problem with, because I just think, what is faster access to a ride actually worth is the question. And a service that was completely free before, and at $15 to $20, I think it's negligible, and it's still not great that they're doing it. But if we're going to cross $20 and we're going to get to $25, $30, we're going to start getting to, it's 3 to 5 years before we're at those Universal Express Pass prices, right? And as Disney fans, I think we've always sort of held that over the Universal fans' heads. It's like, look, we don't charge for this. We are quickly approaching that. And then again, that package doesn't even get you access to all of the things that offer Lightning Lane. There are then these individual Lightning Lanes, which, again, for it to be over $20 to skip the line at one ride just seems kind of crazy, right? And we look at Universal, right? Halloween Horror Nights Express Pass starts at $129.99. That's 10 houses. And then there's also attractions that are available with that too. So that's less than, you know, we're talking less than $10 an early or a faster access to an attraction, a house, whatever the case may be. And at Disney, we're more than doubling that. And Halloween Horror Nights, I use it as an example because, you know, daytime Universal is certainly more in demand now than it was 12 years ago. But the thing I think at Universal that reaches those Disney levels of demand is those Horror Nights nights, right? Event nights sell out. They're very crowded. They're more crowded than daytime is in that park. And Disney is outpacing them by a boatload for access to attractions that are not only available for 2 months, 1 year, but attractions that are available all the time. So it's getting crazy. And I think, you know, this is where you can draw the line, right? I mean, if you're watching this show, Disney is a part of your life that you're probably not willing to cut out unless financially you can't afford to go at all, right? But chances are, if you're watching the show, you probably are going to go again at some point. And I think where you can draw the line is don't buy Lightning Lane. I think it's doable. I think all of it's doable without Lightning Lane, right? The boarding groups at Cosmic Rewind are not that hard to book, and so you can get one. And then they've opened the standby lines at everything else. So Rise, Ratatouille, whatever. You have the opportunity to wait in that line. It's going to take you a little more work. But you can avoid buying this. You can easily avoid buying this and still have a great trip. Last time we went, since Disneyland introduced Genie Plus, I have not purchased it. I refuse to. And we've had a great time. And it hasn't really felt better or worse than before. So you can hold out. You don't have to buy Lightning Lane. And obviously, you got to eat at Disney World and you need a place to stay. And I'm not going to tell you to not book a Disney hotel or not come to Disney World or not eat at Disney World. Those are not the things I'm going to tell you not to do. But this is where you can draw the line. I think it's a sensible place where you can if you really want to make a difference. Speaking of food, prices on food and beverage across Walt Disney World Resort have been raised as well. The price increases are in place at nearly every restaurant on property. Alcoholic beverages have increased by approximately 30 cents to $2.50 each. For example, the Hang Ten Mojito at Typhoon Lagoon went from $14 to $14.50, but the Black Cherry Lemonade increased from $13 to $15.50. Dasani bottled water has gone from $3.50 to $3.75. Smart water, $5.50 to $5.75. Fountain beverages up from $3.99 to $4.29 at most venues, but $4.50 at outdoor vending carts. The price changes also took effect at Disney-owned venues in Disney Springs. For example, drinks at Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar went up by 50 cents for beer, while mixed drinks went up anywhere from 50 cents to $1 each. Meanwhile, at the snack stands around property, cotton candy has increased from $5.25 to $5.50. At quick service restaurants, food has increased by approximately 30 cents to $1. Examples include kids' power pack meals increased from $6.19 to $6.79. Entrees at Sunshine Seasons and Epcot saw an average increase of 30 cents per meal, with the pepperoni pizza roll increasing from $10.99 to $11.29, the Caesar salad from $11.29 to $11.59. At table service, wines have increased by an average of $1 a glass and $6 a bottle. Lunch at Be Our Guest restaurant has increased from $62 to $67 for ages 10 and up. Ages 3 to 9 has gone from $37 to $39. Entrees at Beaches and Cream Soda Shops saw an average increase of $1. The kitchen sink increased by $1 as well to $36. And sundaes increased approximately by 25 cents a scoop. Several items such as Dole Whips and Mickey Pretzels that saw large price increases in January were spared from this particular onslaught of increases. But don't worry, January's around the corner, everyone. We also noticed that the Rapid Fill cups available to resort guests increased in price by $2. These cups allow refills for the entire length of your resort stay, with most standard non-alcoholic beverages being available. The refill stations are only available within resorts, can be used at any resort self-service refill station. Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland Resort have announced price increases to the Capture Your Moment private photo shoot sessions. While the photo sessions were originally $79, we have noticed a $20 increase at each resort. The private session is 20 minutes long and has a photographer taking pictures of you and your group, allowing you to capture your moment for any special occasion. Up to 8 people can join in one session, and prices vary by date. Photos are not included and must be either purchased separately or linked to an account with a photo pass or annual pass that includes photo pass. There's also an option to book two back-to-back sessions to include more locations and pictures, as each photo session only includes one location. Boy, they're popular, though, believe it or not. Disney is walking back a controversial decision that offered cast members a choice between a main gate pass for theme park admission or a Disney Plus bundle subscription. They confirmed that in 2023, cast members will get both, as they should. The Disney Parks Main Entrance Pass grants cast members the ability to take family members and friends to the theme parks for free, with some blockout dates and restrictions. Some is being somewhat kind to them. Regardless for what perk they opt for, cast members will continue to receive a limited number of complimentary park tickets each year. They'll also still receive self-admission to the park subject to cast member blockouts, as well as the usual discounts offered to cast. Fantasmic will return to Disney's Hollywood Studios after 2 years in November. We still don't have an exact date. We just know November, because Disney wanted to make sure to get this news out the day after all those price increases, so maybe the news cycle would be more kind to them. Either way, it was previously announced that the Nighttime Spectacular would return this year. And as we've gotten later in the year, people have gotten more and more worried. Well, we now know at least next month it's going to happen. Upon its return, this will feature a new sequence. No details have been officially announced, real details. But they have mentioned that elements of Moana, Aladdin, and Frozen and such will be in the new segment. Rehearsals for the Nighttime Spectacular have been underway since late August, while testing of the fountains for the show began in September. The Disneyland production resumed back in May. After being closed for over 2 years, Monsieur Paul will finally reopen on Tuesday, October 18th at Epcot. Currently, the restaurant is only scheduled to be open for dinner service on a fixed menu consisting of a cocktail, appetizer, a fish course, a meat course, imported cheese plate, and dessert. Pricing has not been revealed as of the writing of our article. But back in August of 2020, the executive director of the JBI LLC reached out to us to announce the restaurant would open at a future date. But that December, the restaurant was used as an expansion of Chefs de France, which operates underneath. But now, thankfully, Monsieur Paul will be back. I can't wait to try this, I hope. I'm praying it's as good as it was before, because it was quietly one of the best restaurants at Disney World. This and Flying Fish, my top two. The Roaring Fork at Disney's Wilderness Lodge has unveiled entirely new menus for both breakfast and lunch and dinner. And we, of course, went to check it out. For breakfast and all day, actually, they have this colossal blueberry cinnamon roll and a grizzly bear claw. And then for lunch, they have a ton of options, and we had to try them all. There is a video review right here on the channel if you enjoy my more restrained video reviews. I know some people said I'm a little not excited. I try not to yell when we're in the middle of a restaurant. I know other vloggers are comfortable being loud in an intimate setting like that. I don't want to bother other guests. So nonetheless, you can hear me review stuff, or you could read the reviews of all of these new items at WDWNT.com, including that very cute Humphrey the Bear beehive dessert. Disneyland Paris annual pass holders fed up with the park reservation system have an organized protest scheduled for Saturday, October 22nd. The protest organized asked guests to wear yellow Mickey ears or any yellow clothing and meet in front of the Disneyland Hotel at 2 p.m. local time. The organizers asked protesters to remain peaceful and respectful while expressing their dissatisfaction. As of the writing of our story, 162 people have registered as going, with 1,500 people expressing interest in the event. Disneyland Paris enacted the system beginning in July of 2020, when the parks reopened after COVID. In June of 2021, annual pass holders were restricted to hold only 3 park reservations at any given time. And this past June, a wait list was created for pass holders who couldn't get any reservations on the day they wanted. It is hard. It is hard. We generally end up booking a hotel on property when we stay there, because it's the only way to guarantee park entrance. But it doesn't seem particularly fair. As part of an effort by the Japanese government to generate demand in the event industry, Tokyo Disney Resort is offering discounted tickets for vaccinated guests for a limited time. What a difference in stories between the U.S. Disney Parks and Tokyo Disney, where they're offering a discount, which I don't feel like I talked about a discount in ages on this show. But sales opened this week, which caused the ticketing website to crash. Through the Wakawari discount program, vaccinated guests can save 20% on one-day passports valid October 13th through January 31st. Prices vary based on the date of the visit, and different blocks of ticket dates will be available in the coming days, so be sure to check the Tokyo Disney Resort website for full details. We have more details on pricing and everything on our site if you want to read more. But of course, you no longer need a visa to visit Tokyo, so I know a lot of you will be going soon. According to local news and many social media users, part of the parade route at Tokyo Disneyland seemingly collapsed during overnight maintenance at the park, leaving all parades canceled for October 12th, and many guests outraged at the situation's handling by the Oriental Land Company. According to an Oriental Land Company PR representative who spoke to the Huffington Post Japan, a portion of the parade route in front of Tomorrowland Terrace required immediate maintenance last night due to plumbing issues. Work was set to take place over multiple days with a steel plate covering the ditch during operating hours in order to allow parades to perform as scheduled. However, the specifications of the steel plate were incorrect, so the area was covered with temporary asphalt and surrounded by temporary fencing. As a result, performances of Dreaming Up, Spooky Boo Parade, Tokyo Disneyland Electrical Parade Dreamlights, and the Villains Rockin' Halloween, it's a lot of entertainment, were canceled for the day. The Oriental Land Company declined to comment on whether performances would resume on October 13th, but guests were upset because the cancellations happened after the day began. They did end up offering refunds or ticket rescheduling for people, so all worked out in the end. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. And remember, you don't need to buy Lightning Lane. You really don't.
WDW News Tonight is our weekly comedy show combining the news of the week, comedy segments, thoughtful discussions, insane characters, parody commercials, games, and more. Watch live on Thursdays at 9 p.m. and become a Wigs member to get access to a bonus post-show. Watch WDW News Tonight episodes anytime and live on YouTube, or get the audio-only version on iTunes and other podcast services.